the rest of the story. He's Barthélemy Thémonnier, a Frenchman, as his name implies. Call him Bart. Bart's been living in Paris only a few days, knows hardly anyone in town, and yet his life's in danger because there are people who know him, and more specifically, they know what he has done. Bart's sleeping in the back of the shop where he has recently been hired. He awakens to angry shouts echoing through the Rue de Sèvres. The shouts are getting louder until a mob of 200 or so is right outside the establishment. Bart sits up in bed. He's trembling, clutching his nightshirt about him, as he can hear every word, it seems, which is being uttered out in the street, especially the threats. "Come out here, Thémonnier," somebody commands. "Come out here or we're coming in after you." The mob cheers in agreement. Bart's mind is reeling now, attempting to calculate the time it'll take to throw on some clothing and make a mad dash out the back way. But what if they're out there, too, waiting to leap on him and tear him to pieces? One thing is certain, though. If he stays, he hasn't a chance. In the next instant, there's a crash. It's the front door being rammed off its hinges. The hostile voices are inside the shop now, still calling Bart's name. And then the shattering of window glass. What's in the shop is being hurled through the front windows and out into the Rue de Sèvres. Struggling to don his breeches, Bart thinks of his wife, his family back in Saint-Étienne. Will he ever see them again, he wonders. And if he escapes this mob tonight, will the raving torch-bearers follow him the rest of his life, demanding payment for his crime? Hastily clothed, Bart cracks the back door. Nobody in the alley. This is his opportunity. Moments later, just as the bloodthirsty throng bursts into his quarters, he disappears down the alleyway and dissolves into the darkness. Poor Bart. It'll be the same everywhere he goes, for he cannot outdistance that one remarkable deed, nor the harshness of its consequences. For this has been the story of Barthélemy Thémonnier, a poor man, a man with a modest education. He'd sought only to create a better life for himself and his family, but here he was, nearing 50, and he was a man on the run. He had once hoped for the world, but now, fleeing through the dark streets of one town after another, he could only hope to survive. In the end, true of all of us, he failed in that as well. Ignominy eventually gave way to anonymity, and Bart died in obscurity and poverty at Amplepuy, July 5, 1857, 16 years after waking in the middle of the night in the back of a clothing shop in Paris, to the menacing voices of a raging mob of 200 journeymen, tailors, tailors, tailors. In subsequent years, the likes of Elias Howe and Isaac Singer would reap the rewards of fame and, to one degree or another, fortune. But you were there that night in 1841 when Bart went on the run. And a mob of angry hand stitchers, tossed 80 of his inventions out into the street, destroying them, and inasmuch for a time resurrecting their own primitive profession. For the crime of Barthélemy Thémonnier, his crime was inventing the chain-stitch mechanical sewing machine. Now you know the rest of the story.